Either to the good or to the bad. So let's go.
Excerpt number 53. This is from Bala Sulam's Introduction to the Book of Zohar, item 68. This is item 53. Do not be surprised that one person's actions bring elevation or decline to the whole world, for it is an unbreakable law that the general and the particular are equal as two peas in a pod. Hence, all that applies to the general applies also to the particular. Moreover, the parts make what is found in the whole. For the general can appear only after the appearance of the parts in it, and according to the quantity and quality of the parts. Evidently, the value of an act of an individual elevates or declines the entire collective.
Simply. No questions, let's go.
Item 54, this is from Baal Sulam's Peace in the World. Do not be surprised if I mix together the well-being of a particular collective with the well-being of the whole world. Because indeed, we've already come to such a degree where the whole world is considered one collective and one society. That is, because each person in the world draws his life's marrow and his livelihood from all the people in the world. He thereby becomes enslaved to serve and care for the well-being of the entire world.
Also no questions? Okay, let's go.
55, this is also from Peace in the World. The benefit of each and every person within his collective is evaluated not according to his own benefit, but according to his service to the public, and vice versa. We appreciate the measure of evil of each and every individual only according to the harm one inflicts upon the public in general, and not by one's own individual value. These matters are crystal clear both from the perspective of the truth in them and from the perspective of the good in them. This is because what is found in the collective is only what is found in the individual. And the benefit of the collective is the benefit of each and every individual. He who harms the collective takes his share in the harm, and he who benefits the collective takes his share in the benefit. Since the individuals are parts of the whole, and the whole is not worth in any way more than the sum of its individuals.
Hebrew 10.
Well, Michael, why don't you read something else?
Excerpt number 56. This is from Peace in the World. In our generation, when each person is aided by for his happiness by all the countries in the world, it is necessary that to that extent the individual becomes enslaved to the whole world, like a wheel in a machine. Therefore, the possibility of making good, happy, and peaceful conducts in one state is inconceivable when it is not so in all the countries in the world, and vice versa. In our time, the countries are linked in the satisfaction of their needs of life, as individuals were in their families in earlier times. Therefore, we can no longer speak or deal with just conducts that guarantee the well-being of one country or one nation, but only with the well-being of the whole world. For the benefit or harm of each and every person in the world depends and is measured by the benefit of all the individuals in the world over.